Love Kabbalah is a nonprofit organization founded for the distribution of the wisdom of Kabbalah and its values. It serves to support the growing need for a spiritual movement and promotes the self-education of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and therefore empowers the student to achieve his or her life goals. Learning the original principles of this wisdom can reconnect us with the true values of our society, including the belief in the dignity and freedom of man, democracy, and the freedom of speech.
Hello everyone, in Chodesh Tov, we are in the month of Tammuz, which is a sign of Cancer, and this is a special month. We know that people who are born to the sign of Cancer, they don't have such an easy life. It's not, because Cancer is not known as an easy sign. Neither Leo, which is the following sign. We're going to try to understand why. And majorly is because we know that the people that belong to the sign of Cancer, they're hard workers, but they have like one problem they have is a mood swing. And you know, you can see somebody, if you read somebody's astrological chart, and you see that the person has like everything is amazing. Talent, luck, whatever. And you look at the person and something is not moving, look for the Cancer in the chart. If you see like strong Cancer in the chart, like you know where everything is going away to. Why? Because there is some problem with the sign of Cancer and the energy of the sign of Cancer. And this, only understanding that problem we can really turn the sign to a positive one. And not just this, it's like when the month of Cancer is coming in, then everybody becomes Cancer. Everybody becomes Cancer. Everybody has these issues, and everybody is susceptible to the problems that usually the sign of Cancer are susceptible to. So let's try to understand, first of all, the problems and the issues of the sign of Cancer, where is it coming from? First of all, why calling that sign Cancer? You know, why not calling something else? Why? And why there's a disease that is called Cancer, and why disease is called Cancer? Because if you want to say that it's a disease that has all kinds of extensions, so octopus has more extensions. So why calling it Cancer, not octopus? Or like there are other animals that have a lot of limbs. So why Cancer? And there is a connection, unfortunately. But by understanding the issue, we can also create the remedy. Now, first of all, if you want to go into the Kabbalistic structure of the zodiac, we know that the zodiac is divided to four areas, according to the whole name of God, the Tetragrammaton, Yud and He, Vav and He. It's starting with the spring. So the first 3 months are under the energy of the spring and the letter Yud, which means, from the point of view of Kabbalah, this is Sfira of Chokhmah. And whoever knows what's the Sfira of Chokhmah? Sfira of Chokhmah means pure energy. Pure and intensity. Intensity of energy. That's why the three signs of the spring, Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, they are very intense. There's a lot of intense energy in each one of them, and that's the energy of Sfirat Chokhmah is also the energy of the element of fire. So all three, according to Kabbalistic understanding, all three signs of the spring are very strongly affected by the energy of the element of fire. Now when we come to the summer is already the energy of Binah, the letter He. Bina means sharing, caring, water. Water, the element of water. And water is also emotions. So all three signs of the summer, they are very strongly affected by the energy of the element of water. Okay, so this is Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. So what is about water? What the major thing about water, as we said, this is sharing. So you see that Cancer, the signs of Cancer, they have they have this issue of obsessive sharing for others. They share, we can share with you till you're suffocated. That's a problem that can be with the sign of Cancer, the obsessive energy of sharing. Like, you know, the Mediterranean Jewish or Italian mother that, you know, pushes you more and more food, that's the energy of the Cancer. Okay? Now, if you go to Leo, Leo is also obsessed by sharing. They share their advices. They know what's good for you. And they are the only ones who's going to share over here. Right? The only ones, but and they're going to force upon you to share. That's again obsessive sharing. That's their problem. And Virgo, if you ask Virgo a question about something, they'll flood you with details. They will share with you another detail, another detail. You have to know, you have to know. But why do I have to know that? I don't see the connection. No, you have to know, you'll see in the end. You never see in the end. But that's... But all three signs are very much dominated by the energy of water. So, Cancer is the first of them, and that makes it even stronger, because if you take every season, a season is divided to three signs. Why three? Right, left, central column. Right, the energy of sharing. Left, the energy of receiving. Center is the energy of balance. Okay? So, we're talking about the water of the zodiac signs, which is the 3 months of the summer. And they are divided to the plus of the water, minus of the water, center column of the water. Correct? So the plus of the water, and plus is sharing water. So the water of the water is Cancer. And also, as in regular conventional astrology, every sign has its own element, right? What's the element of Cancer? Water. So Cancer is triple water. It's water because it's a season of the water. It's water because it's the first sign of the season. And it's water because it's a water sign. So it's triple the same thing. What's the problem? Because everything is good, but if it's too much, it can become really bad. It's the only sign in the zodiac that is triple in anything. There's no sign that is triple fire. There's no sign that is triple air. There's no sign that is triple earth. There's only one sign that is triple something, which is Cancer, which is triple water. So, which means there's nothing to balance it. Because let's say Aries. Aries is fire, okay? Because it belongs to the season of fire. It's fire of its own, so it's double fire, but it's the first sign of the season, so it's water. So it's the water of the fire. So it has like fire, water. Okay, you can balance a little bit. So you know that Aries are very much into sharing. They love to share and to give, but they're very much about themselves. Cancer, for instance, you find a lot of typical Cancer people that are so busy sharing, they become so depleted. And you know what happens after you share so much? You're not God. You can't share endlessly. You stay empty and depleted, and then you become very selfish and very negative. And all the plus became negative. Okay. So that one aspect of Cancer. So that gives also Cancer another thing that repeats itself, which is going to the extreme. Which means water, you know how water in the ocean, you have high tide and low tide. High tide and low tide. It's like the swings. Everything goes to the right, everything goes to the left. Everything goes to the right, everything goes to the left. That's what therefore you find also the crab, which is the Cancer. You know, every animal, almost every animal, when an animal wants to go from point A to point B, so it faces that point, walks through, direct through, using the right leg and the left leg, or if it's four legs, so using all the, you know, the right side and the left side, in a way that finally you get a movement towards the center. Okay, the crab never cannot do that. If the crab wants to move from point A to point B, it faces to the side, turns the right side or the left side to where it wants to go, and it walks sideways. Okay? So that's the same thing with cancer signs, that they go either this way or that way. You can find it also about one way you can find the same issue about the sign of cancer, that for them, justice is very important. They're very sensitive to justice. So either it's right or either it's wrong. It's very hard for cancer to see in the grays. Very hard. It's also, they don't see grays. Black and white. You can see it also from another point of view, that the sign of cancer is being affected by the moon. Right? And the moon is, if you look at the moon, no grays. There's a dark side and there's a light side. And it goes, the line between the dark side and the light side is very, very strong. Here it's dark, here it's light, no gray. And what is the moon responsible for? Low tide and high tide, correct? When things go high and by. So that's the same thing. We know that cancerous signs, they have mood swings. They go high and they go by. It's like either, that's why many of them are very susceptible to become manic depressive. Either they're very excited about something or very depressed about that something. Because the moment you go into your emotions, you're in the danger zone. For anyone. The moment everything is based on emotions, this is dangerous, because emotions, they take you to all kinds of directions that finally, if you allow the emotions to go uncontrolled, so you're going to have a high, an emotional rush, and then you're going to be depleted. Energetically, and you're going to feel the fall. So it's a manic depressive that is coming from that energy of cancer. Okay, also, something that is very important to understand, because that's why the sign of cancer, they're known to have like deep attacks of depression. And this month is very susceptible for depression for everyone. And therefore, if you know this, the nature of that disease, it is called cancer. Research can show around 80% of terminal cancer, it can be proven that 3 to 5 years earlier, the person was in a deep depression for a period of few weeks. What do you do when you go into deep depression? It's just, you tell your body, I want out of here. It's never going to be better. It's only going to be worse. It feels terrible. And when you look at the world through the lens of emotional depression, everything looks terrible. There's no reason to live. If there's no reason to live, so you want to leave. And then when you get this message to your body this creates the cancer. And then within 3 to 5 years, you're out. God forbid. So when a person has a mood swing, he has to really be careful about what he's doing to himself. And saying it just a second, like when I'm emotional about something, what do we know that happens to us when we're emotional? When you're emotional, we are very focused on that feel. And we lose the picture. It's like you focus on a dot in the picture. You're busy with that dot. Usually you're regurgitating something mentally. Emotionally, something somebody said, something that I felt, some decision. And when I'm regurgitating that emotion again and again and again and again, you know what happens when you focus on one little thing? You lose picture. And if you lose the picture, you lose the desire to live. So you want to leave. And this is the secret of death. Now, the Book of Formation, which is related to Abraham, says that Himlich Otav וקשה לו כתר וצר בו לבנה בעולם ויום שבת בשנה ופה בנפש. That God took the letter Tav, Hebrew letter Tav, and make it to reign, to rule the moon. Now what is the letter Tav? The letter Tav is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. which means the letter Tav means here came the end. This is the end. And therefore the Zohar says that 30 days before somebody dies, the letter Tav appears on his forehead. Not everybody can see that. People who have the ability to see, or as to see beyond what the physical eye can see, have the ability sometimes to see the letters on a person's forehead. 30 days before a person's death, the letter Tav appears, because the letter Tav means this is the end. So, if you look at the moon has that energy of the end between the dark and the white. It's the limit, it's the boundaries, it's the extremities. And therefore, this is not such a, what can we say, such a happy, nice letter. And also, if the way you see the way, Kabbalistically, how you write the letter Tav, you write the letter Dalet, and then you add to it the letter Nun, and that's how you write the Tav. Now, Tav is made of Dalet and Nun. Dalet and Nun is judgment, Dan. Judgment. So here, and what is death? Judgment. So there's a lot of power of judgment in this month, more than that. To make it even worse. If you read... No, it's not enough. Like, you know, some people would think, like, you know, isn't that enough? If I'm cancer, like, I think this is already... No. When you go to the Zohar, in the Zohar, the book of Shmot, Parshat Shmot, there's over there a weird explanation, commentary on the birth, the story of the birth of Moses. And it says that after Moses was born, his mother hid him for 3 months. What does the Zohar say? Which months are there? These are Tammuz, Av, and Tevet. Cancer, Leo, and Capricorn. Hey, just a second. Isn't Capricorn in the winter? What Capricorn has to do with that? So we're not talking about... And first of all, Moses was born in Pisces. So if she hid him after he was born, 3 months, so she hid him. Pisces, Aries, and Taurus. Where is this, like, Cancer and Leo coming over here? It's nothing to do with it. So it's a code. That during these 3 months of Cancer, Leo, and Capricorn, the divine force that protects human beings from judgment is hidden. Which means it's much harder to go through your life during these 3 months, and that's why you have to really be careful during these 3 months, not to go into, because easily you can lose control, go into this emotional merry-go-round, hurt yourself, and damage your life in the point of no return. And that's why these 3 months, it's like, you know, in modern language you can say that during this month, the ozone layer is not there to protect us. So when you know the ozone layer is not there, what do? You put sunblocks. Okay? You put white hats. You don't go out in the middle of the day. And so the same stuff is on these months. You have to put sunblocks. You have to put a lot of protective devices around you, spiritual protection around you before you leave the house every morning, because during these 3 months along the year, there's no protection. Now we can see why there's no protection during the months of Cancer and Leo. One of the reasons that it's too intense. What does it mean, too intense? If you go to Aries, the month of Aries is ruled by planet Mars. Planet Mars is a potent planet, a lot of energy, Martian energy, wars, but the energy of Mars is divided between Aries and Scorpio. So, it's kind of divided. You go to Taurus, so it's ruled by planet Venus. Venus is ruling Taurus and Libra. So, the energy is somehow divided. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Mercury is ruling Gemini and Virgo. So, the energy is still divided. But you take the Sun and the Moon, which are physically the biggest lights in the sky, and also metaphysically they have the strongest effect on people's lives metaphysically. Okay? Now, the moon is ruling only Cancer, and the sun is ruling all Leo. All of this power is funneled only to one little miserable sign. All the power, which means there's no sunblock. There's no ozone layer. It's so intense. The energy in these 2 months is so intense that you have to generate protective shields by your own, and you really have to work on it during these 2 months and really have to be careful because the energy is so powerful and so intense. Okay? What does that bring us to? That you look at the moon. What is the moon powerful about? The moon affects water. First of all, it affects water. And that's a very amazing thing because all the waters of Earth are affected by the moon. Correct? Now, water, how many percentage water? Between 70 to 80%. A human being is more than 70% water, right? So, are we affected by the moon? Oh, yes. And our brain is much more than 70% water, right? Is that affected by the moon? So, when the moon is really in charge, we are really affected. And water, as we said, is emotions. Emotions. So, the moon affects everything. So, the moon affects the water. The moon pulls the water. So, metaphysically, the Sefer Yetzirah is saying, the Book of Formation, that the moon is responsible for growth. So, we know growth has two aspects. There is growth, because growing against gravity. Water goes against gravity when the moon creates the tide. Okay? Growth of plants, growth of people against gravity. But also growth is, cancer is also, you call it growth. Correct? So you have, the Kabbalists call the letters that control the seven planets, the visible planets. They are Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Kaf, Pei, Reish, Tav. They call them the double letters. Why double? Each letter has a soft and hard sound. The Tav, for instance, in modern Hebrew has only one sound, but in ancient times it was like the TH, like the TH sound. There's a TH and a TH. So there's a harder sound, there's a soft sound. Every letter of these seven has double sound. What does it mean? That every planet has double power. Soft, merciful, hard, judgmental. Okay? So, is there a bad planet? No, there's no bad planet. There are two influences of every planet. Our choice is, which side do we activate? So our own choices and our own behavior. So we're not saying that the moon is a negative planet. We're saying it's very intense. You really have to work hard to balance it. You can't take it for granted. Okay? So, what else can we say about Cancer? That like the crab, that is very hard from the outside and very soft from the inside. The people who are Cancerians, they're very, very private from the outside. Because they're so sensitive, they need to create for themselves a protective shield. So from the outside, they hide behind justice, behind hard work, behind trying very hard to reach perfection, to look perfect. So that's the outer side of Cancer, to hide the inside. They're very protective about being exposed. It's like being exposed for Cancer is very tough. Because the inside is so sensitive, they can't afford to be exposed. The same thing, if you remove the hard outside skeleton of the crab, what's left inside is so soft, it cannot live. It cannot live like this. It cannot live without the strong, thick shell. Cannot. They need to have that. That again, to show that we need to have protective shields during the time of the month of Cancer, but the shield is not supposed to be just like, like an armor. That the Cancer will put in front of himself an armor. And there's many ways to put an armor in front of yourself. Okay, so so what do we do about it? So one more major thing is that it's a very powerful thing, that the signs of cancer, because they are so sensitive, they're very susceptible, because being sensitive can become a real, it's like a hole in your armor. You're very sensitive. You have a very soft belly. Because, when a person is getting entangled emotionally, where do you feel it? In your belly. That's what you hold. It's like, the whole thing could be shielded, but the cancer has to know how to protect his belly. Now, how do you protect your belly? And that's a big Kabbalistic thing that I've learned. Because the problem of the cancer is being very emotional and very, very, very sensitive. They have the tendency, on one hand, of being very much of sharing and caring and so on, but if they do it in a very imbalanced way, they lose their balance, and then they are becoming depleted, as we said before. What do you do now? Because you're very emotional. You're very sensitive. In order to protect yourself, which is good for everyone, when we are becoming emotional, that's our cancer. Because, as Abraham the Patriarch is saying, there's not one person that does not have all 12 zodiac signs in his chart. So sometimes the Cancer is more dominant, sometimes it's the Leo more dominant, sometimes it's like the Virgo more dominant. Each one of us has different aspects and different sides. The problem of the Cancer sign, or the problem of every sign, usually the water signs, is that is being sensitive and being emotional. Okay? So, if you're sensitive and emotional about yourself, that's a big no-no, because that's very dangerous. The moment we are caught focusing on what do I feel the whole day, what do I feel, what do I feel, what do I feel, how do I feel, people go around and say, like, how do you feel today, 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 how do you feel today? You know what, if I'm really a spiritual person, I didn't think about it for a long time, I didn't think about it, but why do I have to be busy feeling all the time? Why? Because if I really want, Kabbalistically, I really want to protect myself, I have to be busy feeling other people. Feeling other people. When I feel other people, then I'm trying to find how can I sense the other people and serve the other people for the purpose of connecting to the light. That's the only way the sign of cancer can A. protect himself, save himself, and create circuitry that he will never feel depleted. Because many times you share and you share and you share and you share, then you forget to receive, and then you again withdraw into your emotional hurt. Okay? Don't do that. Get out. Get out. And then it's amazing, because if a person is very sensitive, you can be amazing negotiator, you can be an amazing whatever, because everything about life is about being sensitive for what's going around. But if you're busy sensing what's going inside you, you have no idea what's going around. So I know once I looked at somebody's chart that he was like super 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 sensitive. So you would think the guy would be a nervous wreck living in a basement and hiding from the society, right? No. That guy turned in sensitivity into becoming a superpower business-wise and politically, like very powerful person, because he used his sensitivity to sense what other people think, feel, do, and then to be a few steps ahead of them. They take an advantage of it, because feeling and sensing like a super psychic, to know what's going around you before everybody else knows. So he learned how to turn that super sensitivity into a gain. And that's something that the signs of cancer can do. The last thing is sign of cancer. The last thing we should do in the next month is to be busy, what do I feel? No, don't be busy, what do I feel? Be busy, what do other people feel, and how can I help them feel better? That moment, you create, in one hand, an opening for sharing, on the other hand, create an opening for receiving, And that's called desire to receive in order to share. It's called circuitry. And what's the problem of this, of the cancer? Going to the extreme. Either you're high, or either you're low. Either you're excited, or you're upset. Either you're really crazy about someone or something, or you're really shut down about it. Right? No, there's nothing. It doesn't work this way. It doesn't work this way. It's very unhealthy. Because you don't allow people to be what they are. People are in the gray. It's very rarely to find people are really only negative. And it's very hard to find people only positive. Right? Most people are in the gray. But if you can't see in the gray, you don't see people. You don't see anyone. Because they don't exist for you. Because, oh, he is not exact. He is not right. He is not... Yeah, that's the way it is. People are not perfect. Okay? If they were perfect, they would have wings and they would dwell in heaven. Right? They are here because they are not perfect. And we are here to perfect ourselves and enjoy the road of becoming better and better as the time is passing by, including the signs of cancer. And Leo. And Virgo. They're all very perfect because they are very. It's very easy for them to see what's wrong with others. Because they're so sensitive. So you can be sensitive for what's wrong with others. Now you have to be sensitive for what's the needs of others. Okay. So here we have some study from the Bnei Yisachar, Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. And he says, he adds another issue. We know that if we take the holy name of God, the Tetragrammaton, Yud, K, Vav, K, mathematically you can have only 12 different permutations of the Yud, K, Vav, K. Could be Yud, K, Vav, K, could be Yud, K, K, Vav, and so on and so forth. The combination, the letters combination of that, of each one of these mathematical permutations, creates one or generates or connects to one of the 12 signs of the Zodiac. Okay? So the one that belongs to the month of Cancer is K Vav K Yud, which is exactly the opposite. Yud K Vav K is the name of God. K Vav K Yud is exactly the opposite, which means if this is the opposite, this means it shows judgment. Judgment. So it says Tzeruf Avaya Sholet Bechodesh Tammuz. This is the letters combination in this month is K Vav K Yud. Yotze mi pasuk, and it's encoded in the verse. In a story in the book of Ezra, when the great warlock Haman sees that he represents the bad guys, he's the worst of the bad guys, he's the dark lord of witchcraft, okay, and he sees Mordechai, who is the good guy. And he's like, he's upset. Mordechai is still having this shining light. And he's saying, still, I'm winning. I have the power, I have the money, I have everything. But as long as I see this guy happy, it doesn't worth it. And the word is, as long as this is like this, all of this doesn't worth it. V'choz eno shoveli, the last letter of each word is K, Vav, K, Yud. That is combinations of Cancer, which means, what was he doing over here? There was some goodness, and he wants to inject the energy of destroying it. Okay? So he creates that negative force to destroy the positive force. This is, you know, the whole book of Esther is a game of forces. And then Queen Esther gets all her brothers to fast, to share with each other, to turn the energy around from judgment to mercy. And after 3 days, 72 hours, that they all fast and share with each other and give each other presents and stuff like this, then she goes to the king. And the king is saying, Esther, what's your wish? And she says, Yavo Amelech Vehaman Hayom. Initials, Yud K Vav K. Which means, she took Haman's, the dark magician. She takes his letters in judgment and she turns him back over. Okay, it's not the end, the last letter, it's the first letter, and it's not backwards, it's now forwards. But this letter commission is of the month of Tammuz. Now, the month of Tammuz, even the word Tammuz, which is a... it sounds like Tammuz is the name of a Babylonian god. But if you read in Hebrew, Tammuz is very clear. Tammuz is Tam, Vav, Zayin. Tam means complete, and Vav Zayin, Vav is the letter for Taurus, Zayin is the letter for Gemini. And we have during Taurus and Gemini, we have the counting of the Omer, and it concludes Shavuot, which is the energy of immortality and healing. Okay, so if you control Vav and Zayin, now you're safe. You control Taurus and Gemini, the energy of healing of Taurus and Gemini, then you're coming protected to the month of Tammuz, Tam, Vav, Zayin. This is the completion. Now, Vav, as we said, Vav is the month of Taurus. Zayin is Gemini. What's the letter after Zayin? Chet. Okay? How do you write Chet? In Kabbalistically, Vav and Zayin, and you connect a little roof between the two. And what is the letter Chet? The Chet is the letter that generated, according to Abraham the patriarch, the month of Cancer. So if you take Tam and Vav Zayin, and you combine the Vav Zayin, you have Chet. But if you take the letters Tam, you turn them around, remember about the backwards? Met, death. Which means it could be either completion of Vav Zayin or the death of Vav Zayin, the energy of healing. So this is a map that is either death or life. Going backwards, forwards. As we said also, like the high tide, low tide. The crab going right and left. Something that is very amazing about it, in Israel, the political system is very weird. It's like there's no areas of elections and stuff like this. The whole country votes for the parliament. Okay? And there are always, every voting, there are about 30, 40 parties going to running. Not like in America, 2-3 parties. 30 parties. So nobody can have a government because the coalition is made of patches of different parties. Everybody's pulling to their own side. It's very hard. 2 times in the history of the country, this didn't happen. Why? Because the elections were held in the month of Tammuz. So the whole country divided. Everybody voted either to the right or to the left. So there were 2 big parties and nothing in between. So what happened? The 2 big parties had to make a unity government because they couldn't roll. They could make a coalition only with each other. So there was a kind of a different kind of government. Why? Because the elections were on Cancer. So nobody voted. So people either voted against this party or against that party, which means you go either to the right or to the left. So there was 1 big party on the right wing, 1 big party on the left wing. Okay? No parties in the middle. That's a month of the Cancer. So, but they didn't learn that that's a way to eliminate that problem. So they're still having elections in other months. They're still having problems to create a coalition. Okay, so he continues. So he chose, of course, because the letters are backwards, he chose about judgment, and that he's ruling in this time. Okay. Also, if you connect, so we said letter Chet is for Cancer, and the letter Tet is for Leo. Chet and Tet, the 2 letters, Cancer and Leo, you put them together, Chet and Tet is Chet, which means sin. Sin. Which means the energy of Cancer and Leo together is the energy of sin. What is sin? Sin is basically, if you think about what is sin, sin is when a person turns away from God. That's basically what sin is. Like, who would like to turn away from God? Because what is God? God is love. God is bliss. God is light. God is sharing. God is freedom. God is wisdom. God is all the beautiful stuff that we're looking for in life. Why would somebody turn his back to God? Only if he loses his balance. Why would somebody be depressed? You know, the moment a person is depressed and emotionally depressed, goes into this dark, dark, thick gloom, he's turning away from God. Why should somebody do that? Because he lost his balance. That's the energy of Cancer, and that's the energy of Leo. Too much energy, too much power, very, very, you know, intense forces get you off balance. Then you get off balance, you forget what's the goal. Because if in the moment of a very emotional problem that you have, if you can stay, take a few steps backwards and see the big picture, would you be emotionally reactive? You can't. Because the moment you can see the whole big picture, you know, like somebody insults me terribly, right? Does it happen once in a lifetime? No. Now, if I can see, to take a few steps backwards, and to see my life, you know, what, 10 years ago somebody did it to me, 5 years ago somebody did it to me, 2 months ago, you know, a few days later it looks like, nonsense, right? What was thinking to myself? Now, if I could take a few steps backwards and to see the big picture, to see, like, you know, things like this happened, so he insulted me, so he said so, but, you know, that the person said so, that means that I should commit suicide on the spot. Because when we become really emotionally depressed, that's committing suicide. Because at that moment, we got off balance, we turn away from God. And the moment we turn away from God, and by the law of affinity, the moment I am connecting to the frequency of judgment, darkness, gloom, hatred, whatever, what kind of forces do I draw into my life? Only dark ones. By the law of affinity, you draw whatever energy that is similar to the energy you generate. So if you generate energy of chaos, you're drawing in energy of chaos. You generate energy of darkness, you draw in energy of darkness. Okay? So if you want to generate, if you ask yourself in the morning, like, how do I want to feel today? What do you tell yourself? I want to feel happiness, creativity, light, love, or feel gloom, misery, hatred, and loneliness. What do I want to feel? Of course, everybody will say, I want to feel great. I want to feel happiness and love. So, what are you doing right now? Oh, I'm very depressed because of the... But is that part of your plan from this morning? No. But if you can pull away and see the big picture, you can say to yourself, you know what? You're looking at the big picture. I have a choice. And I'm choosing not to focus on that hurt, but to focus on my big picture, my big goal. Correct? But the moment I'm getting entangled with emotional stuff that Cancer is dangerous about it, you forget the whole picture. You forget that the other person is your brother. You forget that the other person, you have to live with the other person tomorrow also. That other person is your customer, it's your employer. So what if it's really painful right now? There's a bigger picture. You have to pay rent, the mortgage at the end of the month. You have to somehow, you know, balance all of these powers and energies. It's very hard. So when it says sin, chet and tet, is because of these 2 months, they symbolize our sensitivity. So if lately you take, because if the moon is the energy of, is a female energy, cosmically the moon is a female energy, and the sun is the male energy, okay, cosmic male energy. So one has the female aspect of, which is Cancer, which is being very emotional, very sensitive and stuff like this. And the other one is Leo. How Leo becomes reactive? It's a burst of ego and fire. Right? The drama of ego and fire. And again, you forget to see the picture. And the two letters of that is chet. This is the sin. The sin is losing the big picture. Then you fall. Because that means sin. And sin means I forgot the big picture. I forgot that really by the law of affinity, whatever I want really belongs to God. So you want to connect to God? You have to behave as God. You have to be in affinity with God. So, somehow, we know also that the sages are saying that wherever the disease is, there's also the remedy, which means in these 2 months, if you overcome, if you overcome the dark forces of this month, you basically create for yourself a protection shield for the whole year against the energy of sin. And therefore, on one hand, in these 2 months you have the two darkest dates in the Hebrew calendar. The 17th of Tammuz, 17th of Cancer, this is the day of the sin of the golden calf. The day that could have become the day that immortality came from above to all of humanity, the 17th of Tammuz. Can you imagine? If there was no sin of the golden calf, we would have only one holiday in the calendar, which is the holiday of the tablets coming down to earth, the 17th of Tammuz. Right? No other holidays. And another day, 3 weeks later exactly, this is the 9th of Av, the 9th of Leo, which is the day of the destruction of the temples, the day that messengers of Moses came back and became spies, and the decree that everybody will die in the desert for 40 years went on that day. But let's say they came back and overcame their urge and their ego and said, you know what? I go backwards, I became emotional, I became afraid, sorry, I apologize. The big picture is God said, this is your promised land for the last 400 years. So, we saw the 10 plagues, we saw the Red Sea, we saw Mount Sinai Revelation. We know that if that's the message of God, it's going to happen. How? I don't know. But did I understand the 10 plagues? No. Did I understand the sinning of the Red Sea? No. But you know what? Anyway, it happened. Seeing the big picture. If they saw the big picture on that day, the 9th of Av, then Moses and the Israelites will enter that day to the Holy Land, and that will be over with all the troubles of humanity. So there would be only one holiday, the 9th of Av. The holiday of redemption to all humanity. So these two dates, which are the darkest in the Hebrew calendar, they have the potential to become the most powerful positive dates. So that's what these 2 months are about. It's about a choice. Intensity means a big disaster or a big revelation. But you have to take full responsibility to always stick to the big picture. To remember that this is a time that if you're not so very much excited, and you have the energy, the emotional excitement of the Cancer, and the fiery excitement of the Leo, if you have these two forces united together in these 2 months of getting excited about spiritual work, cleaving, connecting, striving towards connecting to the light, these will be the most amazing 2 months. Why? Because you have to be afraid. You're walking on the edge of the ravine, can fall any minute. This is what these 2 coming months are about. Okay, so we have the that story of the sin. Another thing says the Bnei Yisachar, Inet itbonen al pi sefer Yetzirah. But if you go to the Book of Formation, you see that there are two senses that are connected to the months of these 2 months, Cancer and Leo. Sight is connected to Cancer. Sight. And hearing connects to Leo. And when you look at the way the tribes that camped in the desert, you see that the tribe of Judah, Reuben is Tammuz, is Cancer, and Shimon is Leo. Now, Reuben has a meaning. The word Reuben means see. It's a son. That's the meaning of the word. Which means, how does it start? See. Sight. Okay? Shimon means to listen. To listen. So we have two senses of sight and hearing, that both of them also, they have the power, when you have the sight and the listening, the hearing, together, you have a real sight and real hearing, you can really be in control. But you can turn in them over also. Because in the way he says about the spies, remember about the 12 heads of the tribe. So he says, Vayiru et haaretz, vayaniu levnei Yisrael. He says, and they saw the land. And what's the problem? They saw it through their lenses, which, oh, if we go into the land, we won't be the heads of the tribes anymore. The ability, which means whatever you see, you know, you don't really see. You see what you feel. You know what I mean. When a person feels lousy, then he paints with lousy paints everything that he sees. Right? You can have two people going to a party. One really was emotionally upset. So how was the party? Everybody was depressed. The food was horrible. And nothing happened. The music was terrible. I just got a headache. Finally, I had to go home and to sleep because I felt so terrible. Right? You ask another person, how was the party? He says, oh, it was amazing. The music was amazing. The food was amazing. People were so excited, so amazing. Like, was it the same party? Does that happen? Because what we think we see is not what we see. We always paint it with colors that belong to the emotional stuff we put on it. So when we say, when you film a movie, what do you film? Pictures, right? And sounds. So you think that that's the way you look at the world around. No. Whatever you see and you hear from the world around goes first through your emotions, through your belly. Your belly synthesizes, digests, and has an output. And then the way you remember the movie is not what you saw, is what, no, you remember what you felt about what you saw. Correct? Especially if you're cancer. You remember what you felt about what you saw. So your memory is not about the picture, it's about your memory, your emotions that the pictures aroused in you. Okay? Which means, who is the main editor of the movie? Myself. Because I can decide how do I feel towards what I see. Okay? What I hear. If I can control that, then whatever I hear, whatever I see, will become wisdom. If I not, it will become stupidity and vanity. So that's some of it, although it goes much deeper than that. So here, the Bnei Sachar, it's getting late, but here's the Bnei Sachar is really going to show how the whole thing about sight and hearing is so important about the status of a human being. Because it's not about sight and hearing, it's about the perception of reality. And the perception of reality depends about how do you interpret reality. And that's very much into these 2 months. So, what do we do in these 2 months? So first of all, we have to be, as we said, very, very, very careful, sensing, feeling the other person. Instead of being busy, feeling me. If I'm busy feeling me, it's a big problem because feeling myself, it's very finite. Why? Because I see something and I already think, what does that have to do with me? I hear something, what does that have to do with me? There's a question, what does that have to do with me? There's an event, what does that have to do with me? Which means if you can visually picture it, it's like you see a human being, a lot of dots around him, and then from all the dots, there are arrows coming, pointing at the me point, right? So the me point becomes the end point. Okay? What's the problem with that? That the end point is exactly the opposite of God. God is endless. So, would you find God in the end? No. So get away from being the end. So how you turn it around? You have to turn the arrow from you outward. Okay, what does that person, how can I feel that person? How could I support the other person? How can I add to what's happening? So what do you do at that moment? You turn the direction of the arrow from inside to everything becomes end in me, to become from me it goes outside like a sun. So I become, my point becomes endless, because everything comes into the me point is being returned. And the moment it becomes endless, there's circuitry, you have the healing to the extremities of the cancer. Either you're high or you're low. Either you're upset or you're excited. Either you're interested or you're not. Right? Either you're running away or you're running after. Here, it turns into circuitry. Whenever you have circuitry, there's something that is very important to know. When a person strives all the time to circuitry, there's a flow of energy. When there's a flow of energy, the amount of energy in your system goes higher. As the energy level is going higher and higher, what happens? The more energy the person is walking around with, the less chaos goes into his life. So all kinds of stuff. You know, some people have a problem with this health issue, these relationships, this mental situation. But what happens when a person's personal energy is going higher and higher and higher, like his energy in the bank of energy is getting more and more and more powerful? What happens? All kinds of diseases and problems and mistakes simply disappear without even you doing anything to solve it. Because most of our issues and our problems are a symptom of lack of energy and depletion. The moment you elevate the amount of energy, it's like you have a car. The car could be the nicest, most modern, newest car. No fuel, it doesn't go anywhere. Does that mean there's a defect in the car? You would say yes, because the battery will die. Then the radio won't work, so you have a radio problem, right? You have a light work because the lights won't work, so you have lights problems. You have you can't ignite the engine, so you have engine problem, correct? But the moment you get fuel or electricity into the system, what happens? Suddenly all of these problems disappear. All of these problems are a result of lack of energy. Lack of energy. So what you have to do is simply elevate the amount of energy, and the only way to do it is connecting to the light force of God, and that will happen when you turn yourself from end to endless. That can be done also with meditation on the letters of the month, which is Chet and Tav, and a lot of sensitivity for the other person. Love your neighbor, love your fellow man as yourself. Have a good month for everyone, and a safe one.